welcome once again to the Irish in Sweden podcast, my friends. My name is Philip O'Connor, and if you're listening to this for the first time, this is the weekly podcast for the Irish community in Sweden, coming to you today from across the Öresund in Copenhagen, Denmark, because I'm calling it, lads, the winter is over, spring and summer are here. The Scandinavian or Nordic Gaelic Football Championship is kicking off this very morning, and I am away to the bus stop now to meet up with the Stockholm Gaels to kick off our 15th season. Unbelievable. It's incredible altogether to think that this is still going after 15 years. And that now we have some fantastic clubs like Copenhagen, one of the OG clubs of Gaelic games in the Nordic region. And we also have one of the newest clubs from up the road there, Hildedød, one of those clubs that was started by Irish lads working on data centres. So today we are going to bring you the voices from that tournament. Lord only knows who we'll meet, lads. I know some of the Stockholm Gaels, boys and girls. I was on the planes with them last night, and I think saw them in the airport, and planes, trains and automobiles to get us here. Few points were had, so we'll see what effect that has on performance and that kind of thing. Michael Crawley, I'm looking directly in your direction at this point in time. Michael's not here, but he will be in a few minutes. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, catching up with our brothers and sisters over here in Copenhagen. This has been one of the high points for me of living in Scandinavia, living in the Nordic region, has been these chances to get together with other Irish people. And the sense of community that's created around this is absolutely brilliant. Now, lads, it's not like I wanted to win at them, right? So we're still going out there to win the tournaments today. We have our women's team in action against Copenhagen, and then the lads are in action against Sandviken, which is, I think, a subset of the Gävle Gaelic Football Club. And we have, we have Copenhagen A in the first game at 10 o'clock. So that's about it. Here we go. Let's get stuck into this, shall we? And see where it takes us. In the absence of Stockholm Gaels camp, we get up here and all of a sudden, and I notice you there turning around there because of, you know, your working sound and everything else like that.
No, I'm just turning my back on the lads.
So you can't see them laughing at the two of us from where I'm standing here.
Exactly.
Here are the Stockholm Gaels, late as always, but there you go. How many have you in Malmö this year? How's it going? Have you been out a little bit earlier on the grass now because you live further down the south?
We have, all right, but when do we get back out? Back out since April. So we've got a decent enough team. The only thing is lads missing trains over. So we'll see if they get here for the first match. 10 o'clock. It's 30 minutes. That's it.
Unbelievable that you can be so close. I mean, you're almost a home team here today.
So close, but so far.
Is it hard to get lads out to train and to play football?
Nah, I think Malmö benefits as well, being quite compact and central. So we've had good training sessions as well, like the last while. Jumping in with the Aussie Rules team kind of puts numbers up. Gives a bit of energy to the football as well, so we're looking forward to this year. Yeah. Not looking forward to facing Hiller at first match, but we'll see how that goes.
It is a baptism of fire. We have Copenhagen's A team up first at 10 o'clock, so that's going to be some crack altogether. Your day could be over by 10:30, like, you know.
Let's see, we could be 5th and 6th place playoffs.
I'll tell you, if we get that, we'll be in the pub by lunchtime if that happens, you know.
Exactly.
With the Aussie players, do you bring a lot of them over? Do they come to tournaments or they don't?
No, I think they benefit now a bit more from us because we've got a lot of lads playing the Aussie Rules with Malmö Maulers now this year.
Yeah.
So I think they benefit as well from us, a bit more than we've benefited them. It goes in swings and roundabouts. Some years we've got loads of Aussie lads coming over. It's harder when you're coming over here and you're playing against your 11 best Irish lads, against your 11 best Irish lads from wherever they're from in the Nordics. Yeah. That's kind of the big difference. I think you can get away with it in a bit of a bigger pitch in the Aussie Rules, 17, isn't it? I think Jenny played 15.
Just put everybody out there.
They just put everyone out.
Throwing the ball side around, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
In terms of this year, like, I mean, I was only thinking there, this is actually my 15th season now, if I play a game this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, back in the day, there was a fierce rivalry between ourselves. Do we still care as much about, like, a little bit of me still cares about, but I'm kind of glad just to stand on the sideline and talk to yourself. How is it for you guys down there?
I think I love the rivalries, as in, I think we've always had that kind of close rivalry, Malmo and Stockholm, and then it kind of gone over, it kind of changes as years go by. Now it's the established Copenhagen, Stockholm, Malmo against the data centres or other large projects as well. It kind of changes the kind of dynamic of the Nordics the last 4 or 5 years, both for better in some aspects and for worse than others, but you got to play with players on the field in front of you and do your best. So we're looking forward to that today.
In terms of a barometer of the Irish community in Malmö, are you seeing more young people coming to you around as like that, or is it still the old guard?
We're trying to do a bit of different kind of things as well to kind of get a bit of the newer ones in. different kind of events and that, but I don't think the Gaelic is as big an attraction as it was for people coming over immediately. That was kind of where they kind of went to kind of find another home away from home.
Should they have Tinder and Grindr and everything else now?
I think it's a different world, as in even now we're kind of going, just check up the Facebook for training times and tournament things, and you're going to go, face what?
Face what? It's called Meta now.
Yeah, exactly, something like that. So I think those kind of things change. But yeah, we've got a few young legs in here now and a few older ones, but we'll see how we get on today.
What's the objective today? What do you want to have? Do you want to have that trophy going back over the bridge, or will you be happy just to get a good few decent performances in there today?
Yeah, we'd love to bring the trophy over the pitch. It's only looking over at the Hillabird lads now as we speak, and a few of them played with us a couple of years ago. They're going, oh no, I was kind of hoping that part of that project would be done. That phase would be over, so they'd be gone off home. But
everybody 50 plus stay on there. Like,
exactly. Nah, sure, we'll see. I think we'd love to bring it over to our side of the Ursun, but we're a good team this year, so looking forward to it.
And you're hosting now in a couple of weeks, eh?
We are, all right, yes.
What day is that, can you remember?
25th of May, Saturday 25th of May, so we'd love to have everyone down. Score in a region, get out there from Stockholm.
Yeah, sure, it doesn't matter if you're playing or not, just come on
no,
down.
No, it'd be great, it'd be a good old day as well. Like, so we're looking forward to that. Plenty of preparation to be done now between now and then, but we'll step at a time. Copenhagen today.
We'll start worrying about that after the 5th and 6th place playoff today.
Exactly.
Kevin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Phil.
Amy from Brittany, playing in the corners of Malmo today. And what's this wheel you have?
This is Quebec City.
Oh, Quebec City.
Yeah.
So you played in Canada as well, have you?
Yeah, I have played in Canada as well, yeah.
Amazing. How did you get involved with Malmo GAA?
I work with Killian. We're working at the same place at J2.
Yep.
In Malmo. And he said, yeah, got the Gaelic football, so yeah, I should come. And here I am. I'm playing with the ladies.
You're playing with the ladies here. So you've been sort of mixed in with the Stockholm girls today, have you?
Yeah, it's better. Melting pot is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How many girls are over from Malmo for this tournament?
Today we're three.
There's three.
Yeah, the best.
Is it hard to get girls to play in Malmo?
What?
Is it hard to get girls to come out to train and play Gaelic football?
Well, to be honest, I've only been to one training because I was busy with work. But Erika goes there often. There's another, the Swedish Erika is there also.
Yeah.
And I saw some are injured, but some are going to be at the Malmo tournament next month.
Excellent. So that's what you guys are aiming for. It's like, okay, today is a little bit of practice.
We want just you to feel that we're weak. Talking, of course.
So you'll be pulling out all the stops, all the old players will have to come out there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, we want them to be afraid of us.
You want everybody to be afraid of you. I'm afraid of you now. You look like the most experienced player here with sort of two clubs.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
What's left? Have you any games left to play today, or are you finished?
We have, like, I think we've got the Malmö Stockholm playing against Copenhagen.
Yeah, against Copenhagen.
Yeah, Copenhagen. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, the very best of luck with it, and thanks for talking to me.
Gareth Maragazzi. Thank you very much.
Jesus, you know what? There hasn't been much time for doing interviews here. We're going to be straight into the action now soon enough. It's about 10 to 10. And Niall's coming running over towards me. He looks like he's ready to go. So we'll get back to you after the first couple of games have been played. Right, we're about to get underway. Mark Horrigan getting proceedings underway here in Copenhagen. It's Copenhagen A against the Stockholm Gaels to kick off here now. Whistle's about to go. And the 2024 season of the Nordic Gaelic Football Championship is about to get underway. Lads looking for spare balls all over the place. There we have it. Referee Mark Horrigan is happy. And there it goes. Season's underway.
I love me county, you know.
We love John Malone!
Yeah. Crawley, an Irish and Sweden podcast debutant, a Nordic Gaelic Football Championship debutant. How did it go for you out there this morning? Or to ask the classic sports question, how do you feel after that, Michael?
A bit tired, legs are a bit sore, haven't done as much training as I should have done. But I know, I was grand. I think Copenhagen were a bit more prepared than we were, but we'll get them in the final.
I'm not quite sure where it ended up then. I think it was about 7-4 to about 4 points. They were 6-2 to 4 points up at half time, and then we cancelled them out in the second half. A Juventus-like performance.
Eh? I think 6 of their goals were offside anyway.
Exactly. That may be part of the problem we've had with the team. What's it been like? You know, if you compare it to playing football back home in school or with a club or that kind of thing, how did you find it?
I was a lot different. Last time I was playing back home was like minor, like, so you were doing a lot more training, so it's a bit more relaxed here, obviously. Especially that, like, that's the first time everyone playing together, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of those lads, so it's a bit more like five-side football rather than like championship Sundays.
Is it true that with this particular team, the Stockholm Gales men's teams, that there's a rumour going around the parish back home that's with more drinking than training, Mike?
It could be true. I wouldn't like to comment on that.
Are you booked in for the party later on?
I am, of course.
What do you want to get out of the day now? We've lost our first game, but we're not out of it yet.
I would get a victory and win the next game. Then sure, the third game's all to play for, and if we get the final, then that's decent.
Sure, look at it. They'll be writing your name in the history books, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll just be happy to get a touch of the ball.
Good man, mate. Thank you. Of course he is, and that's where we're going to get Owen Duncan onto the Irish in Sweden podcast right now. Owen, you're also, like Mick Crawley here, making your debut at the Nordic Gaelic Football Championship. How was that?
Big debut. Fucking tough. Very tough, yeah. I was blown after about 5 or 10 minutes.
You were thrown in there at a corner back. Is that what you expected, you know, on tours out training when everybody was so positive?
I think whenever I was being a bit mouthy to you in the chat, saying put me in any corner you want, I think I regretted it instantly.
Could you have put me somewhere with just a little bit less traffic kind of thing?
You could have put me away from the biggest guy in the pitch.
Well, I mean, in fairness, you could have worked your way away from there. But when it comes down to it, right, when you were coming in here, do you find this game is not a lot faster than when you play at home, because there's an awful lot more action because the pitch is smaller and less players?
I think, yeah, because it's a bit smaller, but as well for the fact that I haven't really played football as much in the last couple of years, playing since 6-7 years ago, so still getting back up to the pace and getting a wee bit of match fitness, probably.
Yeah.
It'll do the world of good, like, especially going on later in tournaments and throughout the year.
Yeah. Did you feel like you were kind of in a tumble dryer times there in that first half, just trying to get started?
Yeah, big time, especially whenever I started being thrown about the place. Fucking,
You weren't expecting like that physicality?
No, not well. I was, but I wasn't, sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah. You kind of see it in your mind's eye, and you go, yeah, that'll be grand. And then it happens, you go, oh, fuck.
Definitely. No, it's good to be back, and it's good to get, like I said, match fitness in and sort of get a wee bit back into, like, the way of playing football again. Mm. I'm enjoying it, so... Yeah. Hopefully we get to win the next game through in the semi-final.
Yeah. When did you come to say? You came in August after the season was finished, Marlon.
Yeah, I came... I think the second weekend I was here was the Yavla tournament, but I was away for it. Yep. So I was sort of, I only really got introduced into the Gaels probably this year, yeah. Mm. But
Who was it that brought you over here? Was it a woman? Was it a job? Was it a combination of both?
Our very own First Derivatives.
Ah, lovely, yes.
Everyone else over here.
Without whom the Stockholm Gaels would never have even existed, like, you know?
Correct.
How has it been going for you? Have been settling in nicely there?
Yeah, something? I love it. It was a long winter and I wasn't really expecting the darkness and the cold, but no, we're starting to come into the better season now.
Yeah.
And... No, it'll be good. Be good going into the summer. Like,
is Sweden what you expected so far?
Yeah, it's a lot. I find it's very similar sort of like culture to home. It's sort of very like laid back. Just a lot more to do really around the city. Yeah. I come from quite a small rural town, so it was. It's better. It's better being over here. There's a lot more to do, like I said, and hopefully the sun stays out for a bit longer.
Well, it's out here in Copenhagen at the moment, which is lovely. Before I let you go, I want you to pick a man of the match from the first game. Unfortunately, despite your brilliant performance, it can't be yourself.
Shipping 8 goals and not let you get man of the match. Man of the match. I thought Harry and Steve looked. But yeah, Anton took his point well. Mitch took a good point. But I'll go Harry. Harry played well in the first game.
All right, we'll put Harry at the top of the fantasy league for now. Yeah. We'll catch up later on.
Make him your captain.
Dave Murray. Judy, you're such a chicken. Let the entire nation know that Judy is there running away.
I'm just giving in to my fate, like.
yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, I cornered one of you. It's kind of like, you know, those collie sheepdogs, you know. We go up to bed, we grab her kind of thing, you know. How are you keeping? You're down here, but you're not playing today.
I'm not playing today, no. I'm spectating. I'm in the wag gang.
Yeah, you're in the wag gang, yeah. You're not training for a marathon or doing that like that, no?
No, I forgot my gum shield, number one. That's... And I'm spectating. I hadn't been to any trainings. I have a very busy schedule with in and outside of work. So I think I'm going to try and gear myself up for the next one now, but this one I'm just going to sit out and observe.
Yeah.
And take it all in.
In fairness, you have been very busy, and one of the places that you've been very, very busy, we never managed to catch up with you at the Arrivals exhibition and that, and you actually had a piece in that. That was very low-key done, I have to say. You snuck it in there very nicely.
It was a new thing for me. It was a good friend of mine, Sarah Galligan, a good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. She was one of the brains behind it, herself and Carrie Cook, and she asked me if I would contribute, and I thought that the DM on Instagram must have got lost in the post, because I was like, I'm no artist, Sarah, you know this, I'm not... I don't do any art, but she said you can maybe do a written piece or something. And it's something I kind of did before in jest, like just kind of me and people would be leaving work, you kind of write a bit of a satirical poem about their trials and tribulations of their time at work, things like that.
Yeah.
And I would have done speeches before just in school and education and things, but never anything like this. And it was actually a whole different ball game, really. It was kind of, you know, it's one thing telling a joke or speaking in front of a group when you're kind of, you can hide behind the humour a bit, but this was totally different. It was very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I was asked to read it out, but I actually did not, because I was too scared, to be very honest. And
when you look back at it now, because now it's almost better that we're talking now than actually, on the actual night, when I say we're fairly nervous about people wanting you to read it out and this kind of crap. How does it feel now? Are you glad you did it?
I'm extremely glad I did it, and I can't believe myself a bit, you know, like I'm really glad that I went out of my comfort zone in that way. And now, like, the thing about getting out of your comfort zone is that it actually expands said comfort zone, and now, like, it's something that I probably would be more open to doing in the future. I spoke with Her Excellency, the Ambassador for Ireland, Barbara Jones, when she was there, and she spoke to me about maybe doing a reading if I ever come up with other ones. And at the time, I kind of course was like, of course I will, but
and then you go, oh shit, now I have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I'm warming to the idea of it now. Like, it did go down very well. Everybody was very, very supportive. I think quite surprised, as you were saying. Like, a lot of people, not that many of my nearest and dearest even knew that I was in it.
Yeah.
And
well, I think that we mean that in the best possible way. It's not all about look at her, you know, what
does
she do?
No, I mean, I intentionally kind of kept it quiet. But no, it was done as a favourite there in the beginning, but I'm so glad I did it. And she was so supportive in the beginning. I was very nervous the whole way through, until now, really.
Yeah.
And now
it's only now. It's sort of I can breathe out again.
Yeah, we're a week on. I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
It's been.
I think the first time you were on the podcast, we were over in Helsinki for a little mini tournament over there that turn. Do you remember that?
That's true. That was very new to Stockholm at the time, and it was a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. I'm sure you'll agree.
It certainly was. But that was also you stepping out of your comfort zone. So I have to say, you're one of the braver people who's been on this podcast every time it comes to that.
Yeah, sure. Listen, like I said before, stepping out of your comfort zone just expands it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep trying to do it every now and again, you know.
In terms of playing this year, are you going to play this year, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to play football in Camogie. Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to sit this one out and observe, but as we get into the summer, the Stockholm tournament's coming up.
Yep.
It's going to be mainly in the Camogie. That's actually on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the quarter life crisis is pending.
Look, we're going to have a national holiday then as well.
No, that'll be a good day. And then after that year, we'll see it play by year. But there's something else will be coming into the end of summer, as there usually is, and I'll try to be involved in that too.
Yeah. Some of the lads were saying that the winter was quite long, you know, and especially those who are here for their first year. You know, how did you find it this year? Have you settled in a little bit more?
I think I have. I think this is my third winter just gone. Hopefully that's the end of it, just gone now. But but
you never know around here.
You never know. If you fall start summaries, but I think I kind of understand it now. I kind of understand the kind of Scandinavian way and how
the misery of it.
No, but how to make the most of it and stuff. There's a couple of things you can kind of do to get through it, and I think I kind of understand that now, that way of life.
May I poke a little bit of that and ask you what you do to get through it?
I have started skiing a little bit. There was the Gael ski trip there not long ago. There was kind of like a few, you know, you kind of have a few nights in with your friends. I think it's just like understanding the contrast between summer and winter. Summer is so busy because it's what's seldom is wonderful. I'm the son of Sintuk, you know what I mean? Like it's when the sun is out, you kind of have to make the most of it. You have no choice.
Yeah.
So then in the winter is the antithesis of that. And
but isn't it mad how in the space of a week everybody's like, yeah, we're all alive again.
Exactly. It's bizarre. I found that very weird now when I first came over. But listen, I'm aware of it now, and I know I understand the way of life. So
plans for the summer? Are you going to be here in Sweden, or are you going to be going traveling, or what are you going to do?
I'll be here in Sweden. I have a few weddings in Ireland, so I'll be.
Yeah, you're at that age, all right.
I know, yeah. All these milestones people are hitting, so I have to.
All those presents you have to buy for them.
Dear God, like, if I have any money left, I'll try and maybe go out of the continent for a little holiday towards the end of summer, but we'll see. We'll see about that. But
well, sure. Look, no doubt we'll catch up with you during the summer. But so for now, thanks very much for talking to us.
Not at all, Phil. Thanks yourself.
Vera Tillander, I have just realised something.
Yeah, what?
You and me are the longest serving playing members who are here today. How does that feel?
I try to not think about it, because then you might have some like age stress into the whole thing.
It means
thing.
We're really old, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That means that we are old.
When did you start playing for the Stockholm Dales?
Oh, jeez, I don't really know. I think it's 2011, but I'm not sure if it was 11 or 12.
2000, as Lisa, who's only just arrived there, fires over another brilliant point. That's over 10, 12, 13 years ago. I think this is my 15th season playing now, which is ridiculous altogether. How did you fall into the Stockholm Gales?
Fall in? I was forced in by
Who bet you into the Stockholm Gales?
Maura Heverin.
Oh God, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yes, exactly it was. And then I just stayed, and I have enjoyed it since then.
Oh, that's another point.
Another point there. was that Sarah Gallagher getting that one?
Look good. Well, we got the thumbs up from Sarah Gallagher as well. Maura and yourself worked in, was it some sort of scientific research you were doing at the time?
Yeah, we work at Karolinska Institute.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And she shoved you into the Gales, and you've been here ever since. We haven't seen Maura. Maura's never played.
No, I think that Maura like quit after two trainings. When she was sure that I was staying, she was like, okay, I've done mine. I don't know.
What is it? Because, I mean, you have children of your own now, whatever it is, but you still come back every year.
Yeah, well, I see it as a good break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a very pleasant train journey down on your own last night.
Exactly. And some lovely games to play and some pints afterwards. It's like,
yeah. Having said that, right, you've made loads of friends over the years in this club, right? But they've all been changed out and now you have a load of new friends. Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, though? Do you miss anybody from the old days, or is this crowd just better?
Of course, I miss my oldies, absolutely. But I mean, sometimes they actually, you know, come around anyway.
And you get a few of them.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, I'm stick to the team so that every oldie that wants to come back, well, I'm here.
Get them back here. Exactly. Yeah, you kept the flag flying and the flag burning for an hour, you know. Mm-hmm. Right, listen, I'm looking over there and I want to go back over and see Sandviken because we're playing them next. What do you hope from this day, Vera? Is it just a lie on tomorrow morning? Is that the age we're at now where we hope to be able to get out of bed tomorrow?
No, I'm taking it hour by hour, so... No, I'm glad if I manage to get on the train tomorrow, but until then, I'm just going to enjoy the day. Run my legs off and just, yeah, look forward for some pints afterwards.
Indeed, and next season as well, because you'll be back
next season, yeah, hopefully. Yeah, fingers crossed. You never know.
Great to see you, and long may you run.
Thank you.
This is a great day for anniversaries, right? Tell us your name and where you're from.
Yeah, Michael Vonnegren Lynch, Malmo GA.
That Valgrain snuck in there.
Yeah.
It was only Mick Lynch back in the day.
That's it. That's the legal name anyway. And I was since a number of years back. So yeah. My wife is Swedish, so I took the honourable thing and took her surname.
Good man.
Added it into my own.
Good man yourself. A good proud family name.
Discussion there, which comes first, the Valgrain or the Lynch? But it is Valgrain Lynch now instead of Lynch Valgrain. So there was a discussion about that. But
mine have gone around again. My daughters are Lance O'Connor, a whole lot of them now. You know.
Yeah.
Well, listen. One of the things that kept me awake all last night was realising on the plane down that this is my 15th season.
15th.
You're up to 17 or nearly 18 now, yeah?
Yeah, they're thereabouts. I think 2008 when this whole thing kicked off. Malmo's first team then played up in Gothenburg 2008, and I came shortly after that. So the next tournament I think was in Copenhagen, and so I played with Malmo and have been doing so since then. So almost since 2009 to today. So you, still at it, 46 years old.
You have no idea. Yeah, but you have no idea how much hope this gives me for humanity, you know, when you're still going at this age.
Oh, lads, they're great. I wasn't even called, you could be my dad. You could be my grandfather, is what the boy said this morning today, like right before we took the pitch. Like, and sure, look, whatever. What are you going to do otherwise on a Saturday afternoon?
I was playing soccer, but up in Stockholm a couple of years ago, you know, and they have this word in Swedish, gubbe, you know, little elf, you know. Yeah. I said, oh, a lot gubbe involved. Like, leave you out. Hang on, are you talking about me?
Exactly.
How is it now, mate?
I wish you show that respect to me out there on the pitch, but they didn't, unfortunately.
No, this is the GA. No respect for the elders here. How have you changed the way you play now over the years? Because in the beginning, you were very much sort of a nippy forward, a great scorer, ran all day, you'd annoy the shite out of whoever was marking you, that kind of thing. But have you had to slow down now and change the way you play?
I would say, I mean, I don't know. Not by design. I think by nature has definitely put slow things down. But sure, look, whatever. I'm here for the social aspect of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The gathering of people, your friends, you know, the Mamma GA, keep the thing alive. And that's what it's about, like, for me, really, and just trying to keep it a bit fit. Like, so, yeah. Help the young fellas out by passing the ball. Let them do all the work. Is the way to go, I think.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that GAA will make it legal for me to take an armchair onto the pitch. What do you think, Mick? Will we be back again next year?
Chalk it down, man. Chalk it down.
I'll see you in the good fifth man. And sixth place playoff. In
good man. Take care, man. Thanks, Phil.
I am with the lads from Sandviken Gales, right? Tell me now, because we often thought of Sandviken as being sort of the B team of Gävle GA. Is that unfair to the boys up there?
It is, yeah. It's unfair because it was a bit of a breakaway between the two sides. And
a split in the GAA?
A split in the GAA. It wouldn't be like us. But now we keep the team split because there's enough lads, a good bit of work up there. So instead of having an A and a B team, we might as well have two teams. We go with it. Have proper goal, like,
yeah.
Instead of nobody gets put down, and all you're on the B team, like,
yeah.
So we just
plenty of game time for everybody.
Plenty of game time for everyone. So everyone gets a goal.
What's your own name? We never
Connor.
Connor, where are you from?
Clondalkin.
Clondalkin, what a fine area to see, Dublin 15 there. You're obviously over working on the data centre jobs up there.
Yeah, over the data centres, yeah.
How was the winter up there?
Oh, it's shocking. Shocking.
Was that your first winter, Connor?
No, it's not. No, I'm over there 4 years now.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course, because you would have played against Luleå and
we were playing against Luleå, we were playing against yourselves and a few challenge matches and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would have been there with Yavla GAA, but we split away because we had the two teams then, the two towns really, they're rivals, so
yeah,
gets a bit more crack there when you get going.
Yeah. How is it finding players for Sandvika? Is it easy? Because you came down with a lot of lads, and I see you plenty of subs on the bench and that kind of thing. Good players as well.
Oh, yeah, we have loads of young lads there, loads of apprentices and stuff like that. We tell them you have to come, get them a day off work. So
you just make them go out.
Yeah, sure. That's what you have to do.
But does it still end up being the older fellas who do most of the work and they're running the club?
Yeah, it's definitely the older lads doing it. So it's a lot of emphasis then pushing from the companies to get, so everyone's companies are trying to get the logos out, get the team gear and get the sponsorships out. Yeah. And it's good for the lads to get their mental health and get a bit of running, get some out of the gaff, especially with the long winters and the darkness, because now it's getting sunny and that, so we should be getting, it's going to be a bit of fun now.
Yeah. Look, we have to do this on behalf of your employer. Do you want your employer to even know you're here? Who are you working for?
Kirby Group Engineering.
A fine company altogether. A friend of mine did an apprenticeship with them back in the 80s as an electrician, still going strong. How is it with the locals up there, Connor? Have you ever managed to get a few of the local kids? Because I know one of the companies did up a youth club in Yavla and that kind of thing, and there is a big demand for that kind of thing up there.
Yeah, so we're in the talking with the local schools and all, getting lads in to show them the games, show them a bit of hurling.
How have they taken to it?
They like it. They think it's mad. They think the tackling and stuff, like when compared to soccer, that they're just like, you lads are mad. How is that not a foul? That's getting
you're swinging out with some young people.
Especially they really think the hurling is crazy. Because Sandvika now they're a big bandy team.
Yeah.
And they're world champions and stuff in bandy a good few years. So then when they seen hurling, they were blown away. But they were like the speed and the lads putting their hands in when they shouldn't be putting their hands in.
Putting their heads in.
Yeah. And hurling's getting smashed and stuff like
off
that.
Off and off the same fella's heads.
Off lads' arms and legs. So they think we're all mad what we're doing. Like. Yeah.
How do you find the lifestyle up there? Do you find it easy to be sort of Irish and Sweden up there when you have both the GAA and then you have the local community as well?
Oh yeah, it's easy enough. Yeah, so there's a lot of Irish and that, and the Swedes are, they're fairly. They like to mix in with the Irish. They like being around us, and we like to have a bit of crack in that. So there's a few Irish bars and all opening up now over there, and they're eating the Irish food and they're enjoying the music, and they think we're just mad anyway, because they can't really get used to how. How we like
boisterous, I think, is the word we're looking for, isn't it? Yeah,
they're fairly quiet. They are. They'd be fairly reserved compared to us. Like.
Yeah. Some of the lads were saying to me there that there's still plenty of work going on around here. So, do you expect Sandvik and GAA? Because we were talking sort of before we started the interview about Luleå is now not really doesn't exist. Odense, you know, but will Sandvik be able to exist as a club for another few years? Would you say?
Yeah, there's at least 5-6 more years of work up there in the area, in the region, anyway. So, there's 5-6 more years, and that's what's being announced. So. Hopefully more and more jobs be coming, so, and a lot of lads are getting with Swedish women and staying up there, so
never heard that happening before.
So a lot of lads won't be going home, so they're staying up there in the region.
And are those lads now who are meeting the Swedish women, that kind of thing, are they starting to learn the language, are they starting to fit in that way, or are they still afraid of their prospective father-in-laws?
I think they're still afraid of father-in-laws, and the language is a bit tough now for a few of the boys to speak. We can barely speak English as is.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose there is a little bit of a similarity between Irish as well, because the Vikings and that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Have you bothered to learn the language yourself?
Oh, I've only tried a little bit. All I can say is hello and goodbye. That's about it.
2 points, please, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
Look, it's taking you this far anyway. Connor, the best of luck with the rest of the night.
Yeah, best of luck with yourselves there in the next bit of the tournament there.
God only knows, I'll be taking it here in an ambulance by the end of it, but we'll give it a go. Dylan, what's your surname?
Staunton.
Staunton, and where are you from? Are you related to Stephen Staunton at all?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't see any evidence of that from the left foot. You're one of the youngest people that I've met who's here from Ireland working, and I've been playing around here for a long time. What has you over here?
Just decided to come over one day, got an offer to come over, and I said, feck it. You only live once, you may as well take it. Like.
And are you working with Kirby's, or who are you working with?
Yeah, Kirby's, yeah.
And they gave you the opportunity to come over.
Yeah,
and are you an apprentice on the side over here?
Yeah, second year apprentice. I'm in college at the minute.
Did it give you dogs abuse?
Well deserved. Everybody has to get it.
You have to take it on the chin until you're qualified.
Yeah. And do you have to study over here then, or are you back in Ireland?
No, I'm back in Ireland at the minute in college.
So did you just come over especially for this tournament?
Yeah.
Jeez, you must be some player, eh?
No.
Well, are you enjoying life over here now? Because like, to come over at a very young age, this must be very, very different for you, was it?
It's very different. All my mates and all that, they think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. It's something else, really. Like, it's another way of living. Like, yeah. It's great.
What's life like up there for you? Because all these fucking athletes, you couldn't be hanging around. They're no crack. Like,
that's it. There's one or two young lads there now. You drag them out the weekend to get them out drinking.
Yeah. What's it like up there? Because it's different. Like, there's no copper face jacks in Sweden. Like, there's not that sort of level of crack to be had. So how do you navigate that as a young fella?
You just have to make your own crack, really, but just try not get in trouble while you're doing it, really, you know.
Has there been one or two issues up there, has there?
Yeah, there's been a few where you get thrown out or something, but you should just tone it down a little bit and you'd be grand then.
Yeah, we have had that thing. We've actually spoken to the police up there in the past, because when we go up there, we're loud and that kind of thing. The police are going, what the fuck?
They're not used to it at all, so yeah.
And you can't put a finger on anybody, like not even a bouncer over here, you know, that kind of thing. Is this just one chapter for you? Do you think, Jesus, I like this over here, and I'm going to find myself a woman or a partner and settle down here?
I'll have a partner back home, to be honest with you, know.
I hope if they're listening to this, right, we're not keeping them, we'll send them back to you as soon as we're done with the football, you know. Is it something, you know, a lot of people at your age would be looking to go to places like Australia, easy places to go to, that kind of, would that be sort of in your future, or is it
definitely, yeah, you have to give it a try, really. You have to give everything a try until you find something that's definite for you, like, because well, that's what I think anyway. So other people might have a different opinion though.
Where are you from, Ireland?
Dublin.
What part of Dublin's big city?
Tala.
Good man yourself. Jeez, we had Clondalkin for us, now Tala. I'm delighted to hear all these great places in Dublin. What's on the agenda for this evening?
Go home, have a shower and see where the night takes us then, I'd say.
Jesus. I said I was going to get you to tell me all your secrets. I'm getting nothing now, but I'm getting blood out of my stone. Dylan, thanks for talking to me.
All right, cheers for that anyway.
No, I've already spoken to Connor. I'll go back here. Who am I talking to?
Matthew Sweeney.
Matthew Sweeney from where?
Donegal.
Oh, it's a lovely Donegal accent. Yeah. Love that.
That's from that.
What has you over here? Is it Kirby's that has you over here as well?
Well, working for LPI, yeah, but in through Kirby's.
Oh, for LPI? Yeah. Doing the lightning protection?
I sat beside you on the plane going back to Dublin one time.
God love you, you did. Did you have to listen to me, did you?
I die, unfortunately.
Fucking terrible bore. I don't know how anybody listens to this anyway. How you enjoying the day anyway, Matthew?
It's brilliant. Like, at least we got a bit of good weather.
Do you know what? Tell us how the sausage is made. How do you get down here from Sandviken?
So we travelled down yesterday after work. We drove down, me and one of the lads that I work with, down to Arlanda, and then flew from Arlanda down to Copenhagen then. So
it would have been about 10 o'clock kind of thing?
Yeah, I think we got on about 9:30, yeah. Something like there.
Then off to the pub until 5?
No. Finally tuned athletes and that there, in bed early, you know, water, bananas, all that kind of crack, you know.
Lovely. Marginal gains, I believe it's called,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, something like that there, you know.
Have you been up in, are you in based in Yavla or based in Savvy?
Based in Yavla.
Yeah. Have you found it up there?
Yeah, it's grand. If we get out of the cold weather, we'll not be doing too bad.
It's horrendous, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not great.
No. Like, I meet young fellas like Dylan that we just spoke to there. And I've been here for 25 years, and I can promise you all, it doesn't get any better.
No, definitely not. This has been one of the tightest winters we've spent out here now, all right, but...
Okay. How long have you been over here yourself?
Just over 3 years now.
How are you finding it? Are you delighted?
Grand, way. You know, working with Dara and Kirby's out there, it's always a great day, you know.
It's a fine company. I can't say enough good things about Kirby's at the moment, because I'm surrounded by the fuckers, you know.
Exactly. Oh, you'll never get away from them.
But it's great to see. And I think Conor was telling me there that there's a good 4 or 5 or 6 years of work left. If they don't fire you, will you be there for the duration, do you think?
Well, you said it one, if they don't fire me.
I've been talking to somebody from HR there, and they mentioned some Matthew. I don't know which one it was.
That's that Matthew there.
He has your card marked.
Exactly.
But do you enjoy working up there and living
there? Yeah, it's great. It's a great sight. Like, you know, there's lots of great lads around. Like, so.
You fucking have to say that. They're sitting there.
Well, listen. We'll wait for another couple of hours to see how we go then. So.
You can ring me when we go.
Exactly.
From Donegal, is there many Donegal lads up there? Because they tend to travel in batches when they work.
There is a few. You know, I think I'm probably the only one here down here today, but there is a good few lads up there. They didn't get travelling down, so maybe we might get a couple more on board by the next tournament.
Exactly, the next one's over the bridge in Malmö. What do you expect for the rest of the day now? I think, are you into the Shield end of the tournament?
We've one more game. One more game so far. We'll see how that goes. If we can squeak by in that one, we might be able to get into some sort of a trophy of some sort, maybe. Or
I'm just looking at the container in your hand there, and wondering, are you sure you've won more games?
This here is only for publicity. You know, this is not. This is actually water inside.
So this is like the UFC when they hold the monster.
We're actually in talks with Carisbrook to try and get a promotion. So, like, you know, this is all.
That's grand. We'll put that out on Instagram for both Kirby's and Carisbrook.
Yeah, exactly.
Matthew, thanks so much for that.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Compared to me, Michelle Cotter, we shall get away from this lovely music and this lovely party atmosphere that's going on down here in Copenhagen. You're down here, chairperson of the Stockholm Gaels. Now, this is a great tournament, don't get us wrong, but you have a bigger one coming up for us, don't you?
I don't know if it's bigger, and I don't know if I should be making enemies by saying it's better, but I'm really excited. Yeah. Really, really excited.
So we have the first, or one of the rounds of the Hurling and Camogie is taking place in Stockholm. Is it the first or second weekend of June this year?
It's the second weekend, so it's the 8th of June, and it's going to be the second round of the European Hurling and Camogie Championship. So the first one is taking place next weekend in Amsterdam, and unfortunately we won't have a big turnout because obviously budgets. We've got a lot of mixed players, so dual players that are here in Copenhagen today for the football, which honestly is a great complaint to have, a champagne problem if you will, to have so many players willing to travel and play either sport is exactly what we want for the club and for its future.
But the unfortunate thing is when it happens, you know, that you have the two on at the same bloody time, isn't it? Like, you know, but that's the eternal problem with the GAA. How's it going? Do you need anything for, you know, do you need the community to do anything for you for that tournament other than just turn up on the day?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we've got 8 active committee members. I'm one of those 8. And we'll be putting a call out for volunteers and supporters who won't be actively playing Camogie and Hurling matches on the day to help us with a bit of the organisation. And if we get enough hands on deck, the whole day will just flow. So that's kind of our plan with, you know, everything from registrations to getting the lunches to coordinating the afters, of which I am very excited to be hosting. So yeah, more so just staying engaged. So we've got a couple of different WhatsApp groups, but we're always readily available on social media. So whether you're a Facebook user or an Instagram user, just drop into the chat or a message or a DM on any of those and get in touch, and then we'll set you straight.
So anybody getting involved with Stockholm Camogie, just find them on Instagram or anywhere else like that, and then they will automatically come to your good self.
Exactly that, or even the Stockholm Gaels on Facebook or the Stockholm Gaels main Instagram account. You know, wherever you can find us, get in touch, and one of us will be on the receiving end. So, yeah.
Fantastic. The best of luck with the rest of the day and the best of luck at the tournament now in June.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping that I send the ball into the back of the net today for a change. So we'll see what happens.
So look, we'll be celebrating that now on the sideline if you do. Good woman. Brilliant. And that was that. I'm now waiting for a taxi just here at the side of the place where the tournament was played here in Copenhagen. And I'm on my way back to the airport because I'm flying at 5:20. Unfortunately, Stockholm lost against our bitter rivals and our very good friends from Malmö. We lost in the third, fourth place playoff. So both of the Swedish teams lost. And it is going to be Hillerød. I think Hillerød are playing against Copenhagen's A team in the final. So two Danish teams down here. So that's pretty good going altogether. So yeah, a very enjoyable day was had by all, and great to have so many new and so many young voices on the podcast for this week. So I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back again next week with another episode of the Irish in Sweden podcast. You can support it on patreon.com/errorman in Stockholm. Until then, my friends, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and I'll be back again very soon. Good luck.